everlasting Father, we thank you this morning for your grace that you have proven in our lives again. Thank you, dear Lord, for seeing us through this past week that ended a few hours ago. Thank you for your watchful eyes over our lives. Thank you for blessing our efforts, our going out, our coming in, long and short distances. Your protections are always upon us. We thank you. Thank you for providing for our needs. Thank you for answers to our prayers. Thank you for proving yourself to be our Father. Thank you. We are grateful to know you as our Father and as our God, our Redeemer, Lord, the one whose blood stands to speak better things on our behalf. We appreciate you, Lord, eternal Father. Thank you for your word that you sent to our age and the opening of the eyes that you have given us to recognize the same. Lord, we are grateful. We also want to thank you for the effect the same word is having in our lives, for that is the purpose our eyes were hoping to see it. Lord, we are grateful. We have come this morning, Almighty God, because this opportunity has been given us again. We are praying, gracious Father, all that you intend to do for your people. Lord, may we not miss it, Father. May we all be partakers of this as we trust you, Lord, to send your spirit to quicken and, Lord, lifen your word in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, reveal yourself to us. Let all we shall hear in your house today, Master, mix with faith in our hearts. Grant all our desires that we have brought before you and the outstanding ones as well. Lord, you stretch out your hand to quicken the weak ones, hear the sick, fill with the Holy Spirit. Let the gospel go forth to condemn sinners, to restore backsliders, Father. Let the sins be taken to higher ground. Oh, gracious Lord, let there be proof of your presence in our midst once again. Lord, that we might know, Almighty Father, that we have been in your presence. Take control of the entire service of the day. As we ask that your blood will stand for us, that nothing will stand between us and you to in the house of our blessings. Give us grace to surrender. Have your way, eternal Father. Take all the glory and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Let's open our Bible still to Revelation chapter 21. Read from verse 1 to the end. I read, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and warmongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which are the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And he had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lieth foursquare, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs, the length and the breadth, and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper. And the city was pure gold, like unto clear crystal, clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third sardonyx, the chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprasus, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pairs. Every separate gate was of one pair, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God is light in it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whosoever walketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. The Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. God bless you who are coming as us to the Sunday school again. Continue with this sermon titled The Future Home of the Heavenly Bridegroom and the Heavenly Bride. We have been picking some thoughts that we've been dwelling on to this point. So last week we were trying to look at the thoughts Jesus Christ will be the light on top. And there the prophet made us to know that, there are no two gods, and there is only one God who manifested in different forms. But at this time, Jesus Christ will appear physically with the Father, the Great Spirit, in the form of the light above him in this city. Praise be to God. Now we made reference, we went back to look at the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, from verse 22 to 28, where Paul said exactly the same thing. While we are coming back to that this morning, is to let us see that the messenger of the first churches, Ephesians churches, lay down the principle of the gospel. It was a prophet messenger, apostle prophet. Because it takes the capacity, prophetic capacity. It takes prophetic capacity to hear from God and to interpret scriptures. Paul wrote almost the entire New Testament. And in Galatians chapter 1, as we turn to that this morning, Galatians chapter 1, but we have to look at all these things together. Galatians, right, chapter 1. Yeah, I know you are there. Let me also be here too. All right. From verse 8. All right. Let's read from verse 1. Let's read from verse 1. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. That's not talking about two gods. If you actually have the revelation of the Godhead, that there is only one person manifesting in three dispensations, as the Father, as the Son, as the Holy Spirit, you won't have problem with all these expressions in the scripture. And all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Praise be to God. Here a serious curse was placed upon any human being, any preacher, or anybody that we preach different from what Paul has preached. It has been established unto us that are seven churches and seven messengers. And out of these seven churches, two of them are prophets. Two out of these seven messengers, two of them are prophets. And God knows his program. He designed it in such a way that the first Gentile prophet would be, Gentile messenger would be a prophet. He has to be a prophet because he has to hear from God, receive the message of that day from God, and present it to the people. He's the one that laid the foundation. And that's why I say, I am a master builder. He said, let every person who builds on that foundation be careful what he builds. So he said, I magnify my office and I'm opposed to the Gentiles. The capacity that it operated in, he gave us the standard. If you go back to seven churches, you will see what the prophet said, that Paul was the standard to all the rest of the six messengers. Hallelujah. And that was why Paul was speaking here. If any man, he could even be an angel. An angel here, a messenger. A messenger. That we preach, contrary to what we have preached. He said, let him be accursed. God did it that the first Gentile messenger was a prophet. And the same God that knows that in the course of time, the gospel will slip away
from the people because they are not prophets.
Ideas and opinions, theologies will come in and mingle with the scripture.
And God, the God who knows his own program, planned the program of restoration. And because he planned restoration, he ended the age with another prophet. So that all that have been lost after the first messenger, prophet Paul, presented the gospel. And in the course of the ages, the second to the sixth ages, because they were not prophets, the gospel got lost. There were misinterpreted theologies, there were this. And God knew that if that should continue, his program will not be accomplished. He planned it before time to make the last messenger who reached the last age, the messenger to the last age to be a prophet. So that he will also have the capacity to hear like the first prophet who brought the message. He will also have the capacity to understand what the first messenger said. And by that, we'll be able to restore the people back to exactly what the first messenger brought. And that was why Abraham told us that I preach what Paul preached. And we make bold to say that there is no preacher in Nigeria, no preacher in the US, no preacher all over the world where there are churches. Whether Malachi 4 or the denominations that can say that he has a message exactly like God had it. If they say they preach exactly what Paul preached, let them come. We know their doctrine. We know what they preach. We have been in their midst. We know what they talk about. We can't hide them. They thought they call us heretic people. Yeah, when they are means they call us heretic, they ask us to get out of the pulpit. Because we presented the gospel to them as God brought it, and Abraham restored it, and as we believe it. And so we see where Abraham here was telling us exactly what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 28. Where Paul said that and the Son will restore the kingdom to the Father. That the Father may be all in all. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son himself also in himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. And in the first class city, we're going to see that in practical. Then we will understand. That's what Jesus Christ said. And then you will know on that day that I am in my Father and my Father is in me. So we don't have three gods. It's the mystery of God manifesting himself for the purpose of redemption. And that is the problem the denominations have. They don't understand that. And that just came up with the doctrine of three persons in the one God. Praise be to God. Let me just read this a little here. Just before we move on to another talks. The exposition of the seven church ages, the Sardisian church age. You can just search for Paul was the first messenger. Paul was the first messenger. You will see it. It's Sardisian church age. You will see it in other places of it. In Sardisian church age. Paul was the first messenger. And he said in Galatians chapter 1, verse 8, that if any angel, any messenger, any vicar, any general overseer, any general superintendent, any bishop, any archbishop, no matter who he was or he, if he preached any other gospel than what Paul preached, let him be accursed. Paul knew that after he was gone, grievous words would come in. That's why he placed that curse. He knew that Satan himself will appear as an angel of light. So how much more his ministers? So he warns that this gospel will always be the same. Now Paul had baptized in the name, in Jesus' name, and rebaptized where people had not been so immersed.
He set the church in order and taught the proper use of the gifts of the Spirit and confirmed that they were to remain in the church till Jesus came. Thus, the next messenger, all the remaining six will be the same Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, born with the same fire. Thus, the next messenger, all the remaining six will by the same Holy Spirit, born with the same fire and give the same light of the glory of Jesus Christ, and the signs will follow them.
Did Enoch qualify?
Yes.
According to the word that was allotted to them, they were not prophets. They couldn't hear from God to bring to interpret the scripture. But the word that was allotted to their time, they fulfilled it.
That's what Abraham said. Did Enoch qualify?
After Paul?
Yes.
Did Matthew qualify?
Yes.
Did Columba qualify?
Yes.
Did Matthew qualify?
Yes.
Did Wesley? Those are the five following Paul. Now we are in the sixth. We are the seventh.
Okay.
Most assuredly, did Wesley?
Yes.
He had a great ministry and even prayed for his horse to get well, and he did.
There you are.
Seven church ages and seven messengers who were alive. And Paul pronounced a curse on anyone who said he was a messenger but had a different gospel and lived in a different life.
Amen.
Now, does that last statement of mine bear up with the rest of the word?
Yes.
It says in the word that if any man has to this book or takes from it, he will be plagued and judged unto condemnation by God. God said, I will have the plagues written in this book, or I will take his part out of the book of life.
Revelation chapter 22, verse 12.
18. Praise be to God. So the ministry of restoration is in the display.
That's what we are seeing. That's what the ministry of William Abraham is.
If anybody wants to be restored back to the gospel of Paul and wants to have their heart changed to the heart of our Pentecostal fathers, then the right place to be is not in the denomination, is to be in Malachi 4 message. For that is where the hearts of the sons and daughters of God have been stormed back, according to Malachi chapter 4.
6 feet.
Behold, I said unto you, Elijah the prophet, and he shall be before the great and the deputy of the Lord, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, that's John the Baptist, and the heart of the children to their fathers. Let's start from and smite the heart with a curse. This is fulfilling our days.
These days is this scripture fulfilled in your days.
So we move on now.
To another talk.
Now we're going to look at inside the first square city.
As the Bible expressed it, and as the last messenger to the Gentile age, William Abraham taught it. Alright.
The disciples were asking Jesus in Matthew chapter 19, verse 28. And they said, we have left every other thing to follow you.
27.
We have left every other thing to follow you. And then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and follow thee. What shall we have therefore? And Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also sit. When the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
Jesus Christ repeated the same thing in Luke chapter 22, verse 30. Trying to emphasize that as we move on.
And the apostles, now back to our message, the future of the sermon.
Paragraph 397.
And the apostles, each one, each over that big one solid pier gate, set a name of an apostle. And Jesus, and didn't Jesus say, you will sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel? Who sat at the gate to judge when they come into the city? Oh, there you are. The kings of the earth entering into the city come before the apostolic judge, as Jesus promised. Oh my. Where are we reading from? Where are we reading from? The future of home. We are reading, we are talking about inside of the city. On this throne, on top of it, 1500 miles high, the whole world will see the light of the world, Jesus, sitting on the throne, on top of the world, top of the church, top of Mount Zion, which is 1500 miles, half size of the United States, and raises plumb up till you can see him the world over, 1500 miles high. And all up and down here will be the redeemed, that's within the city. There will be the houses of pure gold. What? Houses of pure gold. Of course, if the Bible talk about streets, what is the street going to serve? The street in your house, where does it lead to? It leads to your house. The street is not put in the sky. What is the use of a street that puts that build of gold and is on the sky? Who is going to be working on in the sky? The first class city is not in the sky as we the prophet has established to us. Is here on there? Now, I want you to understand it that with this first class city we are talking about is bigger than the entire Nigeria. So you can imagine if you are traveling from here to Kano, to Kaduna, you know how many hours it takes. Of course, we won't need this kind of civilization, technology, and science and the rest of it. They would have been done away with. Because they came as a product of sin. God allowed it to come to be able to cater for the needs of human because of the change in it. So, but in the first class, it's going to be like it's real existence. Houses of gold within this city. Houses of pure gold. There will be avenues and paths and gatherings within the city. Are you getting that? Within that first square city, there will be houses of pure gold. Oh. There will be avenues. There will be paths. There will be gardens. All the paths and gardens you see are they counterfeit. They are not original. They are infested with infections and virus and everything you want to talk about. They are the product of imagination of a fallen man who is aspiring, you know, for a better life. But that will be done away with. If they don't water the garden, it will dry. But here is the tanner. Nobody is coming to come and carry wicked to come and be wetting it. In this city. So, and the reason we are emphasizing is that many who have a conception of what this city is all about, thinking we are going to be living up. There are duplexes. There are bungalows, there are twin duplexes, twin bungalows, twin, whatever you want to call it. Different kind of structures that you are going to find there. To meet the need of every elect. To meet the need of every elect. Giving the very resources that will be available to me. I know the kind of house I want. I'm telling you, as a planner, if my hand touches money,
and I'll put down a house for you. Oh my. You will think you are in heaven. But we don't have the resources. We just we thank God for the one we have. We are comfortable. We are happy there. But we are aspiring for one. This one that are giving us there, they are speaking of that one. They are natural. This one we are here, they are natural. That one, they are divine. You can imagine streets of gold. No, when Abraham said that you find me by the little brook. There, you find me in the garden. We sit down by the garden, we will talk. We're talking about first class city that covers half of United States. You can imagine how large the first class city will be. How large it is. Not it will be. We are following a vindicated prophet. Now, this is the scripture that we are talking about. This is not a cunningly devised people. This is not a program that is just designed to make the people happy. It is the scripture vindicated. And that is the cause place of anyone that we had to it or take away from it. And, alright, let me read this. Verse 5 of Revelation chapter 21. Look at what it says. And he said, he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. He that sat upon the throne. He said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are what? Are true and faithful. Hallelujah. It's God's word. It's not man's word. It's not a human plan. It's not a human program. It's God's design. Where is bride of all ages? From Adam, being the first bride, to the last bride in the in Laodicea church age, we live eternally with Christ. Yeah, will be avenues. You know what avenues are? Streets with plans on both sides. You have a street with plans on both, and it says streets of pure gold. Look, anyone who has been to US, you know how beautiful that place is. You can't compare that with what is here. And yet, those who are willing to go there, they don't want to return back to Nigeria. They don't want to. If it is possible, they don't want to come back. The reason is because of the convenient life that is there. Convenient life. So many of them, once they come back to this country, they say, we are back to this country again. But those who were designed by humans, if the design of human to be that attractive and luring, luring, and people will yearn to go there. People will do every other thing to go there. People will go there breaking the law of the nation they are going to. The illegal migrants, immigrants. What happened to them is that they broke the law of the land to enter there. Is that not? That's why they are called illegal. They didn't have the document to go there. Why? Because they feel the place is better than where they are coming from. And they have to risk their lives. You get it? If human beings can do that, what about this one that is designed by God? And I tell you, it takes revelation to understand these things. This is what Father Abraham saw. That the true Abraham thing behind him and said, it is that city I'm going. It is that city that I'm going. That's the city that I want. He left everything behind, began to pursue after him. Yeah, that city. Everywhere he went, he thought he was going to see the city. Or did he let there? But they were never despair. They never doubted. They believed that that city one day will be here. And the rivers of life coming, trickling out from the throne, and running down through the through little chasm and all over the terraces,
And the tree of life will be blooming in every yard and bear its fruits 12 times a year, a change fruit every month. And the kings of the earth shall come into it and bring their honor. And the leaves are for the healing of the nation. Not because there are sicknesses. So. For the healing of the nation is peace. We are healed from diseases and sicknesses and war forever. Eternal peace. When they go out, they will pick a tree, a leaf up like that. Like those come back. That the wrath of God had been settled in Genesis. Remember, I'm referring to Genesis during the Ark of Noah, when he sent the dove out and he plucked the leaf and came to show Noah that, you know, the land is dry. You can come out. There is peace on the earth. That the wrath of God has been settled and brought only leaf into the earth. So when the king leaves, by bringing his glory into the bride's chamber, into the city, he will hold a leaf to his neighbor king, and we are in peace forevermore. Amen. Healing of the nations. It is all settled. One time we fought for one another's blood, brother, and we are cherished and holy and shot and born children, everything. But now there is peace. The healing. Not disease healing. It is all done. Healing of the nations. Hallelujah. The eye will be parks there. There will be heavens there. There will be gardens there. There will be goats, streets of goats.
Well, we'll answer this when we come. The time is up there around the bell.
God bless you.
So bring your questions in, so that when we are bringing it to conclusion, we will wrap everything up. I still have understanding questions on the millennium.
We are blending everything together. God bless you. Let's bow down our heads.
Blessed Lord, we are very grateful again this morning for sparing our lives, keeping us healthy, guiding ourselves to your house this morning to sit at your feet and to learn more of you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Your prophet said one of the reasons why we come to your house is to check up with our soul salvation, how we are studying in your program. Father, we thank you for the week that passed. Thank you for all that you have been unto us. Thank you for provisions you made. Thank you for protection upon our lives. Thank you for everything that you have done wonderfully well. May your name be praised, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for this morning again, the message of our day, a portion of it that I just be passed across to us, describing what the city will be. Lord Jesus, we are happy. It takes your grace and your grace alone, Lord, to make these things to thrill our hearts. Because it's beyond human comprehension. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Knowing that these things are written by the Almighty God who cannot lie and they cannot fail. Lord Jesus, they thrill our hearts. We pray you help us. Walk upon us. Prepare us. Make us ready for that hour, O God. Thank you, Father. We know you will do it because your prophet has already told us that that place is a prepared place for a prepared people. We are preparing that place and you are preparing us with the message of our day. We are very grateful. You are perfect in all your doings and you make no mistakes. Bless your servant, replenishing for the virtue that has left him. As we look unto you for the rest of the services of the day, for more of your blessings. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen.